following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online. Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a foolish card owner.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Snap is good again. Kick on the three, and it's blocked! Blocked by the Giants! And it bounds into the end zone and through the back of the end zone, and the Giants will win it! And the New York Giants have saved their season as they come to Dallas and defeated the Cowboys.
I hate football! I hate football!
I'm about done, man.
I don't know what the problem is. I don't know about you, dude, but I was laughing my freaking head off. Tell me you didn't find the humor in that? You didn't see the humor in that, the fact that kicker got froze out twice in a row?
Well, I don't think you can call it that. The offensive line got froze.
Right. Well, no, it wasn't necessarily the kicker got frozen. Not like last week when, you know, Dildo called him over to the sidelines to make sure he knew it was an important kick. But the fact is that he made it. he made it and then had to go do it again.
Well, that was one of like 27,000 things I could complain about that game, but
well,
it's Cowboys. That's all it is. It's just the Dallas Cowboys, man. It's what they do.
That's what, you know, well, God, what are you going to do?
It's always Cowboys. Something. And it's funny because people are still blaming Romo. I mean, the dude threw for 440 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, had an amazing game, but it's all his fault.
Well, it is all his fault. Look at that. I mean, give me a break. He's a panty-sniffing fool. Yeah, it has to be his fault.
Romo! Oh, Romo!
Oh, yeah.
Felix Jones runs wild all over the place. Romo throws all over the doggone place. Dez Bryant catches touchdown passes. They run reverses with Miles gumdrop teeth. You know.
Chicklets. We call him Chicklets.
Chicklets, right. I would assume that would mean the problem would be on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, this time it was. You know, It's like I said, it's always something. Anyway, I'm Tom. He's John. It's the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 195. And yeah, Jason Pierre-Paul blocks the field goal. And he talked about that. After the game,
we had a giant right block, but Charlton came in and I told him I'm not going to rush the guard because all day long he's been blocking me. So I said I'm going to rush the center. And when the ball snapped, I went to the left and rushed the center and put my hands up and came with a block.
Really?
Jason Pierre-Paul.
What?
Jason Pierre-Paul. He was blocking him and blocking him and blocking him and blocking him and blocking him, son.
Hell to the motherfucking no.
Oh.
He would blocking and blocking and blocking and blocking and shit.
I did detect a little Tar Heel in there. Let's try this.
We had a
motherfucking damn
a giant right block. I told Charlton came in and I told him I'm not going to
the motherfucking damn
rush the guard because all day long he's been blocking me. So I said I'm going to rush the center and
the motherfucking damn
when the ball snapped, I went to the left and rushed the center and put my hands up and came with a block.
Oh, man.
Blocking and blocking and blocking and block, 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 block. Jason Pierre, motherfucking damn Peter, Paul, and Mary, motherfucking shit, I've been telling you. Peter, Paul, Almond Joy, and motherfucking damn Mounds, bitch. Peter, Paul, Pierre, Paul.
Man, no.
Pierre Paul, you sound like you German or some shit like that. Parlez-vous motherfucking damn Francais and shit. Oh, shoot. Hey,
you know what else is even funnier is that your defense is letting you down, but across the state, Wade Phillips is having a high old time with T.J. Hooker at quarterback, and he's winning football games and going to the playoffs.
It's unbelievable.
With the number one defense in the NFL.
In the words of Robert Griffin.
It's unbelievably believable.
Right.
They ought to ask Wade, hey, what do you think about what's going on in Dallas? Well, from what they tell me, I don't see nothing.
From what they said, I didn't see anything.
Right.
Nope. Wasn't nothing I could tell.
Damn it! You gotta be shitting me!
Now, see, if you speed that up a little bit, if you pitch it up so it sounds like a damn chipmunk, that'll be more like your current coach.
Damn it! You gotta be shitting me!
Enough of the foibles of the Cowboys.
Jesus.
Got beat by Tom Dooley. Redskins will fix his ass this week.
All right.
Hey, we had Tom Brady screaming at his coach.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're also, we've got another kid on YouTube. Parents put him on YouTube. All Tim Tebow does is win. We've got new Sam Huff, and Stephen A. said, what?
What?
He did.
What?
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 Gridiron Challenge Top 5. There's Alf Ramsey's Porn Dungeon in first, followed by Wilma Fingerdo. Cats. What the hell kind of name team name is that? Cats.
Tats?
Cats.
Oh, God. You know what it is? It's either a fat woman in her 40s whose house smells like pee, or it's some gay guy trying to get laid. Some guy trying to show his sensitivity.
Sid Luckman. Not a good game. He drops to fourth, and there they are in fifth place.
Robo!
All right. And I'm in 21st and you are in 57th.
57th, yeah, man. Yes. 57th. It's a good number, though. So there's a very delicious sauce, which really is just ketchup with it.
In the pigskin pick'em top five, you had a decent week. You got 9 right, but Christ Chen got 11, so now he's 2 spots ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm back down in second place. We're daisy chaining it, Tom. We're flipping and flopping. You
right.
Know.
Darth Diva Lover in third, and a tie for fourth between Dog and Bernie's daughter, and
rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
Right. By the way, did you see Sandusky? He's waved
dude,
his right.
Whatever. Just
to a pretrial.
What he ought to do is go stand out in the parking lot and say, "Look, fellas, I brought a rope. It's in the trunk. Just find a tree and string me up."
Right.
Do the right thing.
Exactly.
I got nothing to hide. I never was bad to those boys. They all wanted it by the time I gave it to them.
Never touched their genitals.
Right.
No, not without permission, Bob. I said, Timmy, do you want me to touch you there on your Mr. Happy? Timmy said, I'm not sure. And I said, I'll give you this here candy bar. Well, it'll tickle. Come on.
It's a motherfucking damn Almond Joy.
Yeah, right. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Don't get behind this one, you bitch.
Oh, Jesus. Motherfucking welfare peanut buddy.
You know, I hate the Giants more than I hate the Cowboys, who I hate more than I hate just about anything on planet Earth. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So watching this game the other night, to me, was like, I don't know, it was funny as hell watching the Cowboys lose like that, but it was the Giants, so it wasn't, God damn it, it was bittersweet.
Yeah, you know, I had some issues with the refs in my game, as I'm sure you did in your game, based on the text that I got from you during your
man,
game.
Man, oh, for crying out loud, yes, yeah, we definitely talk about that, London Fletcher with his supposed hit on Brady's head. You know, the thing that with Brady is he can run that extra yard before he even thinks about sliding, and you can't hit him. He can get that extra. There's no point for the linebacker or anybody to even move quickly towards him to try to take him down, because Brady can run all the way up to the point where he's going to get hit, and they're going to throw the flag. They threw a flag. He didn't, oh, my God. I don't want to get into it. Right. Yeah. It's a league-wide problem, Tom. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. We've seen it all. That freaking flop we saw by that Bengals guy, Jerome Harrison, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not Jerome Harrison.
Yep.
Harrison's suspended. But we see the flop, and the referee throws the flag without even having seen what the hell happened.
It's
You see the video? Oh, my God. You see the video of it. It's almost like he goes, I think I should throw a flag or something on the ground.
I'm getting to the point where I say, just get rid of all the rules and the refs altogether. Just let them go out there and see what they can do.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Let's get all Mad Max on this shit. Let's start putting some spikes on some shoulder pads,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, hey, why not? That's what they did in the 70s, right? It was pretty good football.
Let them carry guns.
There he is. You listen to that lunatic Phil Villapiano used to play for the Raiders. Oh, yeah, I used to put steel bars in those pads I kept on my forearm. Crushing people with pieces of metal out there.
Yeah, let them use guns like in The Last Boy Scout.
Yeah. Hey, you know what the best part of that movie is? Is with at the end when Bruce Willis shoots out four tires with three bullets on the freaking limo. He does.
Yeah, he does. That's right.
He does. Oh, well, the things you remember when you're tripping and watching movies.
Oh, and by the way, another thing Tom Brady gets a pass on, and I listened to all the talking heads on TV the day after the game, you know, defending Tom Brady, and, well, he's Tom Brady, you know, and it gets, you get heated in the middle of battle, and you know, tempers flare, but yeah. It doesn't mean, but if it's T.O. blowing up at the coach on the sideline, oh, my God, it's Team Obliterator. You know.
Right, but Brady's the competitor, and the coach got commended for not being afraid of Tom Brady, which is fine. But you know what I think? You know what I think? There's one of two plausible situations that could have happened here, Tom. Number one, we made Tom Cool lose his composure. He threw an interception in the end zone for the first time in I don't know how long, and he went over on the sidelines and screamed at his coach about it. His coach probably came up and said, "Hey, you know, you maybe should have." And Tom turned around and said, "Get back where you belong, lackey." And that started it off. That's scenario number one. Scenario number two is the coach came up and said, "Hey, you know what? Your comb over's starting to show." I'm serious, man.
Right?
Oh, everybody, when you watch the Patriots this weekend, okay? Watch when he has his helmet off. His comb over starts way over. If he lets his hair down in the shower, he looks like Bill Murray from freaking Kingpin.
Yeah.
I'm
yep.
serious.
Exactly.
He does.
Exactly.
He's got that Bieber thing starting way back at the top of the crown of his head. And you know, because he's in a football helmet, they've got to have it plastered down with like Aquanet. Probably what he was yelling at the coach about. Where the hell's my hairspray? God damn it.
Oh, what, Bill Belichick, what did you think about the little blow up on the sideline?
It was a hard fought game. Luckily, we made a couple more plays than they did to to come out on top. So, going to be 10-3. Turn the page and move on to Denver.
He doesn't care. Yeah, the offensive coach there, he wasn't the only one mad at Tom Brady.
Oh yeah, who else?
This kid that. Some parent put on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Poor little guy.
Yeah, he doesn't like Tom Brady at all.
What?
Tom Brady, don't video me.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
They hate him!
Idiot.
Well, I think Tom Brady's an idiot, too. He might throw a pick.
He never gives a video. He gets that down.
Why don't you like Tom Brady so much? Because he's mean?
No, I hate him!
Oh, Christopher. Don't get so upset.
And he's dirty and he'll be annoying.
Don't go give him a punch?
I want to.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though. And he's annoying. He's sucky.
Do you think that Tom Brady hurt the Eagles player?
Oh, man. He's
an Eagle fan.
Yeah.
I got a couple of words of advice. Number one, kid, get used to it because you're going to hate everybody that plays him because they're always going to beat your team in the end. All right? Number two, he doesn't always throw a touchdown. Yes, Josh Wilson. And number three, the kid's probably screaming, "I hate Tom Brady. He makes my hairstyle irrelevant." You're too old to wear my 5-year-old hairstyle, Tom Brady. What did people do before they had YouTube to humiliate their kids, Tom? Do you remember, like, sometimes, did you ever remember when you were a kid screaming and yelling? Because, I mean, I can remember when I was, like, I don't know, 9 years old, I think I was, when the Redskins lost to the Dolphins in Super Bowl VII. And I was pretty pissed off about it. But, you know, my mom didn't, like, open the window and hold my crying head out the window and say, hey, everybody, look at my kid. Come here, hurry up.
I hate football.
Me hanging out the window with my mom hanging on to my hair. I hate Larry Zonka. Paul Warfield sucks.
Hey, if you're ever in need of an all-natural sleeping aid.
Oh, yeah.
Seahawks-Rams game. Perfect.
Yeah, that works.
That will handle that for you.
That definitely works. You know, you top it off with a Bill Belichick press conference.
Yeah.
There, man,
there you
are out like a light.
Yep.
That's better than Lunesta. You don't have to worry about any kind of getting up and walking around and driving trucks while you're tripping sleeping. You know, none of that kind of thing. I always like those commercials, dude, when they show you. You know, that's what maybe ESPN should have done for their pregame for the Rams warm-ups. They should have had somebody come on and say all the things that could happen to you while you were sleeping. Do not use if you've had alcohol. If you're watching this game, alcohol, you may experience sleepwalking. Disturbing dreams.
However, if you want a good laugh, just listen to Sam Huff doing the Redskins games, of course. He's back this week. We've got some more Sam Huff. This guy, John... If I ever reach that point, just please take me out somewhere and put me out of my misery.
No, we're not going to do that. We're going to put it on the show. We're going to come on the show, and it's going to have the opening and everything. Like, I'm going to come on and say, it's time for Bang Cartoon Radio Hour number 3,426. Tom's had enough. He's going to go his way out here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give Tom the suicide cocktail and see how long before he shuts up. All right, Tom, people were picking on Tony Romo today. Drink it and go.
Who are you? Who's Tony Romo? Who's Tony Romo? What?
Oh, believe me, that's one thing. There's no way you're never going to get to that point. You'll drink your suicide potion and start off, Tony Romo, you know what? If these quarterbacks today had to put up what Tony Romo had to put up, these guys didn't think they're tough. Oh, Sam has just lost it, man. He really has. And I hope they renew his contract. I hope they bring him back.
Well, at least he knows what's important.
Our kicking game could be important today.
It always is.
It always is.
Right. Well, at least finally his voice is cracking, Tom. It's about time our boy's grown up. Daddy, I'm 77, and I got hair in places I never had it before.
This is funny. He had not heard of the Wildcat offense before?
He probably had heard about it in pregame.
That's about true. Right.
This is the second quarter by now.
What do you mean by Wildcat?
The running back is playing deep, and he's taking the direct snap. So the running back is, in essence, the quarterback.
That's almost like a punt. Okay. You don't know what it is. You call
fourth
it a
down, they're going for it.
It's almost like a punt.
Who knows what the punter's going to do, Tom? You never know. You know, that guy's tricky back there, boy. Sometimes he's European. He doesn't even speak any English.
The Wildcat is like a punt. All right.
Yeah, except, well, it's not on fourth down. They never kick the ball, and they always try to run it. It's like a perpetual fake punt.
He obviously cannot comprehend or understand the word or the name Darryl Young.
No.
Screen pass to Darryl Young. He's got blockers across the 40. Gets hit, and they close down quickly, but a gain of 8. On that screen pass to Darryl Young.
Boy, Helu is really fitting into this offense, isn't he?
That wasn't Helu.
That wasn't?
It was Darryl Young. It's his eighth catch of the season.
I thought Larry said Helu.
No, I said Darryl Young.
Okay, well, I was wrong.
No, wait a minute. Right after he says the name.
Screen pass to Darryl Young. He's got blockers across the 40. Gets hit, and they close down quickly, but a gain of 8. On that screen pass to Darryl Young.
Boy, Helu is really fitting into this offense, isn't he?
That wasn't Helu.
What did you mean? Franco Harris? What? Boy, you think that Riggins has a future with this team, huh?
What's the score?
Right.
Am I supposed to be in? Where's my helmet?
I mean, he says that pass to Darryl Young. Oh, Helu's really fitting in great, isn't he? I mean, right after he said the name. That's unbelievable.
Oh, hell, he just locks in, man, you know. He was going to talk about Roy Helu no matter what.
Yeah, I don't think he's paying attention to anything the other guys were saying.
No. Till they correct him. Well, what?
He thinks 216 pounds is a big fullback.
Yeah, plus yeah. He's good size. I mean, he's not small. He's a big fullback.
He's a tailback, 216 pounds.
That's big size.
That's a small tailback, dude. What if he saw LeGarrette Blunt coming at him? What would we do? Oh, my God, everybody run for the hills. There's a bear in here.
And the offensive lineman's got the ball. What?
What? You're not eligible, fella. Put that down. I didn't hear anybody report. Yeah. 216 pounds, a big fullback. They probably.
Oh, man. This guy.
Oh, my God.
This guy is something else.
16 pounds is a small high school tight end. Small high school safety.
I don't know if he still thinks we're in the pre-merger days, but this is a good one.
The American Football League used to be a joke to the NFL. No longer.
Yeah, the American Football League, John. Not a joke anymore.
This was his pregame analysis of the Patriots. They can throw it, you know? Let me tell you, 50 years ago, we used to laugh at these guys. Well, not anymore, buddy. Tell you, pal, that Joe Namath put us in our place. Is he playing today? I haven't seen old Joe down there.
Screen pass to Darrell Young. He's got blockers across the 40. Gets hit, and they close down quickly, but a gain of 8. On that screen pass to Darrell Young.
Boy, Helu is really fitting into this offense, isn't he?
I wasn't Helu.
Well, he knew when to go off the field then. When he knew not to be there.
That is too funny.
Oh, son of a gun, man. Who threw that pass? Dexter Manley? What's he doing out there? Oh, shit. Old Sam Huff.
All right. Let's go to break.
Okay, good. My cheeks hurt. Sam Huff is killing me.
Right. There is so much to talk about with Tim Tebow.
Oh, my God, man. I got sick of it like 3 weeks ago because everybody's talking about it, but now you can't help it.
Well, no, it's getting entertaining now.
You have to talk about it.
I mean, there's some things here. This is unbelievable, some stuff we're going to talk about. We were talking about the referees a few minutes ago, and, this crap with the refs is now trickling down to the high school level.
Yeah, this whole bunch of just garbage. We're turning it, people say, oh, this is the pussification of America. No, it's not. This is how the Soviets went about it. Pretty soon we'll all be goose-stepping around with missiles tied behind our heads.
And you won't believe what Stephen A. called LeBron James.
Was it tall?
No. No, and it wasn't Almond Joy either.
Bang! Cartoon Radio.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Ugh, if I get one more card with other people's kids on them, I'm going to puke. Congratulations, Mrs. Johnson, you rented reindeer. I'm sure that didn't cost an arm and a leg. And look at these kids sweating in those Christmas outfits. You just know that picture was taken in July. Is that what the holidays are about? Torturing your kids? Paying for expensive Christmas symbols to don your holiday cards that no one wanted in the first place? And don't get me started on Christmas newsletters. I don't care if your 3-year-old memorized all the presidents. I'm unmarried and sad. Oh my God. I just had a breakthrough. I think I'll print that on my Christmas card. Merry Christmas. I'm unmarried and sad. And then I'll attach a picture of Jimmy and his fantasy football friends so everybody knows what I'm dealing with. Yeah, that's the spirit.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Help
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
All right, toddlers, we got some learning to do here. My nephew brought home another book the other day, just burns me up. Now they want to politically correct up Christmas stories so they don't offend nobody and everybody everywhere can enjoy them. So this is a story formerly known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. It is now called 'Twas the Night Before a Non-Denominational Winter Holiday. Was the night before a non-denominational winter holiday when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The neutral gift sacks were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that a non-specific holiday figure would soon be there. Children of every race, creed, and nationality were resting all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar-free plums danced in their heads. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I got up out of bed to see what was the matter and to see who was violating the neighborhood sound level ordinance. But what in my wondering eyes did appear but an emissions-free vehicle, an 8-size Challenge reindeer. Holiday figure was so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Holiday Figure. He had a broad but normal face, an advanced-sized belly, and he laughed. Lady of the evening, lady of the evening, lady of the evening. You believe that? What in the world? You can't even say ho, ho, ho no more. What kind of commie crap is this? I don't care who you are. His name is Santa Claus, and he cracks beer with a horse whip, breaks into people's houses, drinks rum and eggnog, and looks like Uncle Jesse from Dukes of Hazzard in the
Star. Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Cheryl Underwood, from Los Angeles, California, and I am so mad. Why? Because they said I was about to get banged. I didn't know I was listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. This is bullshit.
Nobody has any timeouts. Caleb Haney giving it to Marion Barber. Trying to find a room to the inside, and he's knocked out of bounds. Oh, out at the Denver 46-yard line. That stops the clock, unfortunately, with 1:55 left to play.
This will be an attempt of 59 yards to tie the game with 8 seconds to go. Snap, placement. Prater has it on its way. He's got plenty of distance. It is good! Matt Prater! Didn't you know it?
Hand off Murray Barber, right side, big hole. Barber has fumble. The ball, fumble is free. The ball is free, and Denver's got the football at the Bronco 34. Marion Barber had the first down and might have scored. The ball was stripped, and I think Elvis Dumerville has recovered.
An attempt of 51 yards for the victory. Snap, placement, Prater with plenty of leg on the way, and it is over! Just like you drew it up. The Broncos have won 6 consecutive games, and in overtime, they have beaten the Chicago Bears. Final score from Denver, Broncos 13, Bears 10.
People have given them water to drink.
Right.
I'm believing, Tom. Dude, there's no other explanation. I knew their defense is playing lights out, but their defense is playing lights out. That lights out.
Right.
You know what I was laughing at the game? I texted you a couple times during the game. You and I could throw the ball as well as he could. In the first half, dude, he's throwing passes up the sidelines. The point of the ball never comes down. The point of the ball stays up in the air.
He doesn't care about the first half.
Oh, I know. He doesn't even worry about it. He doesn't worry about anything, man. And the thing is,
Oh, hell, I was laughing about Matt Prater's tattoos. He came out on the field. He's got these big, giant tattoos all down his arms. Like, come on, dude, you're the kicker. You know, you're the toughest kicker of them all. But then he goes and kicks 110 yards worth of field goals in two plays, right? Boom, boom. So he can wear his tattoos, buddy. He's badass.
Well, John, this is definitely divine intervention. It has to be.
I can't see any other reason for it.
Pure and simple. And according to a pastor at a Colorado church with ties to the Tebow family, this is Pastor Wayne Hansen. He runs Summit Church in Castle Rock, Colorado, where Tim's dad often speaks. And he tells TMZ, I think this is funny that a Colorado church pastor is even talking to TMZ, but he tells TMZ, God is actively intervening in Denver Broncos football games and aiding Tim on the field because of his strong faith.
He's actively helping the Broncos win football.
Yes.
Well, we already knew this. We had the scoop. They should not have talked to the pastor of whatever church up there that is supposedly connected to Tim Tebow. TMZ should have come straight to us because we have the hookup. We have the source. We might not have God's phone number. We have Al Davis's phone number. But we know how to get that sucker on the line quick.
Yeah, well, Hansen says it's not luck. Luck is not winning six games in a row. It's favor. God's favor.
Well, what did Luck win? Luck lost about 3 weeks ago. So no, he didn't win six in a row. He didn't even win the Heisman Trophy.
Hansen also said God has blessed his hard work. Then TMZ asked Hansen if Tebow would be winning if he wasn't such a strong believer. And Hansen said, no, of course not. Wait, God, hold it. What, you're singing along to Journey that you called this band gay. You said that they were a gay band.
No.
And you would not have your nephew associated with them.
No, and I say to thee, no, I was not singing that gay trash. I deny every bit of it. You cannot prove it.
I can prove it. I can pull the tape.
I was singing another song that sounded almost a little bit like it.
I can pull the tape. And you can...
So help me, if a word of this gets out...
Look, you're caught up in it. You can't help yourself.
Don't even start me, Thomas. And prove me before this gets out, your wife will find out about that time you masturbated in her car.
Now, what?
Do I make myself clear? Don't make me hit the thunderclap.
Okay.
Well, once again, another stirring comeback for my nephew.
Yeah, well, obviously it has nothing to do with him. It's all you, according to Pastor Hansen in Castle Rock, Colorado.
Well, Pastor Hansen in Castle Rock, Colorado's on to something, isn't he? Every single one of these athletes that's worth a damn always blames me. They always tell me it's because of my God-given ability, my God-given talent. Well, what do you think, that they're all just talking out of their ass?
Yeah.
Well, I was very proud of my nephew, I must say. However, I will complain about one thing. I was very disappointed in the seats that they gave me in Denver.
You had a seat? Why didn't you just watch from overhead?
Come on. You want the blimp view for the whole football game? That's not very good. Family used to be treated better. I don't count for nothing in this town anymore. Let me tell you something, Tom. I used to be able to show up and will call 2 minutes before kickoff, let my name drop, and get 50 yard line seats to any game in the country.
I'd have thought they put you in a luxury box suite.
Well, elected that Muslim president, things haven't been so easy. Oh, but these comebacks are glorious. Reminds me of the good old days, Tom. Remember when Lot's wife tried to make a comeback on me? Fixed her slutty little ass, didn't I?
Did you make Barber fumble then? Was that your doing?
Hey, look, I'll tell you what, man. You should see the look on their face. You let them keep it close, right? You know, you let Tebow plays like an idiot the whole day, and then, oops, Marion Barber runs out of bounds. Oops, Marion Barber fumbles. And then you listen to him after the game. Did you hear Brian Urlacher? The fun thing about being God is he wasn't being snarky. He really does think that Tebow's a running back. He looks like St. Peter's toe with shoulder pads.
I guess the ultimate battle will take place this weekend.
What?
Because...
Where? Huh? What? I wasn't even... Tell the devil to wait. I'll be there in a moment. Let me get my shoes.
What?
The ultimate battle has begun, and I've not even been prepared.
No, no, no.
Nobody told me it was coming.
It hasn't begun yet. It's going to happen this weekend.
Oh, you know one of these people with their sandwich boards telling me the end is coming, the end is nigh?
Well,
December of next year. Don't you listen to the Mayans?
No, this might be it, though, because it's, well, I don't want to say it's you, but it's your nephew. So, you know, he obviously you're helping him based on what Pastor Hansen tells us. And
I am everywhere. If you'll notice, yes, that green sticker on his helmet also means I am there receiving the plane.
But are you more powerful than Tom Brady and Bill Belichick?
Absolutely. I could block Tom Brady into Bill Belichick.
Okay, so we've got God and his nephew versus the devil and the Antichrist, Tom Brady.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. I'll tell you what. I'll make it windy up in Denver so he can't throw the ball, and when he takes his helmet off, that big old comb over his will flop open like a stovepipe. He'll look like the top of a tractor.
All right. Well, go get ready for your ultimate battle. I can't wait. It's like good versus evil. It's like,
oh, and then the week after that, of course, it's my son's birthday, so everybody make sure you buy some good presents for him.
Right, right, of course.
Gets it wrong and gives these things to each other. Waiting for a long time.
Now, does Jesus go to the Broncos games, too?
No, he likes the Dolphins, but since they fired Sperano, he can't get much going on down there. He prefers soccer. You know, all the Hispanics, they love him.
All right, God.
All right. You boys be good.
Always.
Don't stop believing.
Oh, no, John. Oh, look what's happened to God.
Well, you know, I can't say I'm very surprised, Tom. The guy does run around in robes a lot.
He was singing Journey.
He always looks like he just came out of the bathhouse.
Well,
he's in there with that Indian god that's got six arms.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Come on.
Wow, look at how gay we are. I am so gay with my gayness.
The other one with the elephant head walks in. Oh, my God, what the hell are you people doing? I will call to management. Who do you call? Who's got the authority to throw them out? Oh, God damn.
All right, so anyway, this whole Tebow mania, it's just getting bigger and bigger.
It's going to be a Broadway show, don't you think?
Oh, my God. Well, the NFL has become the all Tebow, all the time league.
That's all they talk about. But, again, what else? I know there's other stories, but, I mean, it's miraculous. It really is.
It is.
It can't possibly be keep doing this.
People are freaking out. I mean, they can't contain themselves, you know.
How long until they start making pilgrimages, dude? How long until people really start to believe that he has a connection with God?
Oh,
what if he wins
yeah,
the Super
and that,
Bowl?
The pilgrimage, hell, Tom Jackson's leading the pilgrimage.
There's going to be Mexican women. I have Team Tebow in my toast. The toast come out of the toaster. He look like Team Tebow here on the face of the toast. All the Puerto Ricans in the neighborhood are going to be outside their house. We are here at live at the Team Tebow Toast House.
Well, we've got some Christmas gifts available now.
Oh, shit.
There's the, of course, you can get a personalized Tebow jersey. The NFL's online store will let you personalize the number 15 jersey. You can put the name, you can get it with the name Jesus on the back. Or John, we should get a one that says God's nephew.
I thought it was going to be a personalized Tim. I thought he was going to have to sign every one of them. They got him chained to a desk in there. All right, God boy. We're going to make our dollar. Man, what can we get a Tebow jersey to say?
Now there's a few team names that we've got in our fantasy league. We could probably get on that jersey. You got a Tebow bust. You can actually hang out with Tebow. Well, you can hang out with a statue of Tebow.
You got cardboard cutouts downtown Denver. He's a tourist attraction, Tom.
I know. This is a 16-inch tall bronze statue of the Phenom. And it's only $12,000.
That's all.
Yeah.
Done by local artist John Makeabook.
Now, you know what WWJD stands for, right?
Right. What would Tebow do?
Well, that's what would Jesus do. But, you know, WWTD now is a new shirt you can get, you know.
See, now, if it was what would Juan do, it would be let every other team in the league whoop the shit out of his defense. Zing on the Eagles.
Tebowing Christmas cards. Yes, you can spread the holiday Tebow cheer by sending out Christmas cards showing Tebow Tebowing next to baby Jesus.
Oh, Tebowing. You can get your family Christmas card with your Tebowing. With an, you know, I've seen some pretty bad ones, dude, so I can't wait to get my Tim Tebow Christmas card. I hope somebody out there gets one and sends it to us. We need a P.O. box, though.
Amazing.
When you see what people do all the time when they find somebody that they can put up on a pedestal, we put him up instantaneously.
Yes.
He's Britney Spears.
It's unbelievably believable.
Yes, it's unbelievably believable.
He's Elvis.
He is.
And he's going to be dead on the toilet somewhere. What will we do to him? What will we do to him? What will we do to him? How will we kill Tim Tebow?
You can't.
We couldn't kill Jesus. We killed him. We couldn't kill Martin Luther King. Killed him. Couldn't kill John Lennon. Killed him. Everybody that's halfway decent, they kill him. How are we going to kill Tim Tebow?
Can't. I don't think you can do it.
You're going to have to do it in the first half. That's for sure.
Nobody's got this kind of protection.
You're going to have to do it. Yeah, really. I'm starting to believe it.
Stephen A. Smith.
Okay.
I've listened to this clip. I bet I've listened to it 100 times at least, and I'm convinced. I am convinced of what he says in this clip. He's talking about LeBron James, and right. Just listen carefully.
He is too supremely talented. He may be the best talent in the world. You know what? You just got to get that heart, man. Stop walking around like the 10-man syndrome. I mean, what is wrong with you?
Can't buy
this
one.
Come on, man. He got it in him. Just peel it out. Suck it up.
Uh-huh.
He called him talented.
Right.
Jeez.
That isn't all he called him.
He called him the Tin Man. Didn't the Tin Man have a brain, right? No, he didn't have the heart.
He had no heart.
He got that one right.
But now I was thinking about this little part of it. It's obvious.
That was a six gasper.
Yeah.
Seven.
What?
Stephen A. Smith. You know, it's about damn time. All right. Look, nowadays at 7 o'clock in the evening, when I sit down with the family to have dinner and we want to turn on TV, I can turn on Two and a Half Men and watch Charlie Sheen repeats making sexual jokes to a 12-year-old.
Right.
Right? On television at family hour to a 12-year-old character in the show. But come on, so let these people speak the way people speak, okay? Let people on television speak the way people speak. All right, let Stephen A. be Stephen A.
Come on, man.
Right. Right. Let people be who they are. What, is everybody offended by that? You hear that every f***ing day, right?
Don't NAACP, mate.
Right.
Ah, right. Don't do it. Don't do it. We'll have to stop this show so that we can get our freedom of speech back.
Nigger, nigger, nigger.
You can't say that.
I didn't call anybody a nigger.
Oh, so that makes it okay.
Look, man, people talk the way they talk, especially people talking about sports. I, for one, would like one time if, you know, Michael Vick rolls out to the left. Joe Buck's talking about it. There he goes. Troy's rolling out to the left. He throws the ball. He's outside of the receiver. Looks like it was an incomplete pass. Troy, what are you thinking? Troy goes, well, you know what? I don't know what the fuck he was looking at down there. DeSean Jackson just didn't look like he had any fucking idea where to go. I'd just love to hear it one time. Of course, then Joe Buck would go overboard. What do you think, Troy? You want to fuck Sam Castle?
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Troy?
Well, he's awfully high.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Troy, all-time list quarterbacks, if you could just blow one of them, who's it going to be? For me, it's no question that Roman Gabriel, he had the big, tall physique, and I like those dark-skinned fellas, but I don't want to go all the way down that road. I haven't been there yet.
I thought that was interesting.
Wait, we got Skip, who called Troy gay, and Stephen A., who called LeBron a nigga. So we came full circle.
Mm. You know, we haven't done for a long time?
I don't know. What is that?
A field trip.
Oh, good. Hey, you're right. We haven't done a field trip in a long time. Not an official one.
Let's go on a Bang Cartoon field trip.
Time for a field trip.
Let's go on a Bang Cartoon field trip.
And now a field trip.
We're going to do a field trip here. I want everybody to go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and if you're there, search Matt Owens TD.
Matt Owens TD.
All right. And right under the ad there, it says Matt Owens unsportsmanlike conduct touchdown run in Eastern Mass Division 4A Super Bowl. Click that. And here we go. Watch this touchdown and what happens after it. This is a championship game, state championship. Right. Winning touchdown right here. Okay, quarterback rolls out. He's going to keep it. He's going to go 60 yards. Look at that.
Damn.
Pumps his fist once for one split second and into the end zone, and there's a little yellow man on the field. Team celebrating in the end zone. He doesn't know yet. He doesn't realize there's a flag down. Now his teammate's telling him, and now he's a wreck.
Well, he should be.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He doesn't understand. He's distraught. He's shaking his head. Looks like he's about to yell at the ref, but he thinks better of it. But they still have the ball. So here he's going to go again. This time he's going to throw it, and it's picked off.
Oh, jeez. He Romo'd it.
He Romo'd it. See, this is exactly what would happen in a Cowboys game. That's exactly how it would go. Right there.
He Romo'd it.
Romo would fist pump going into the end zone. He'd get called and come back and throw an interception. And they had that national or their state championship just ripped right out of them.
Well, the rule says you can't do it, so you better not do it.
Dude, he put his hand in the air for a split second.
I know. It's absolutely asinine. It's absolutely ridiculous. See, we have in this country anymore, we have gotten to the point where we're just going to do this frickin' no tolerance crap. This no tolerance means no thought, which means no responsibility. This referee bears no responsibility for his frickin' idiotic, moronic, stupid, destroyed this young man's frickin' day for the rest of his life. I mean, this is a big moment for this kid, whether you like it or not, or whether you like somebody on the other team or not. And this idiot throws this flag, ruins it, and he bears no responsibility for it because it's zero tolerance. Tommy doesn't have to think about it. Fucking stupid, man.
Oh, you know what? You know what's even worse? This quarterback, Matt Owens, he's a senior at Cathedral High School.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his birthday. It was his 18th birthday on this day that happened.
There you go. There you go. See there? And I mean, honestly, for a rule that is designed to do what? What is this rule supposed to do? Is it supposed to stop bench-clearing brawls? Didn't work in the Xavier game, did it?
They have a sportsmanship rule that bans players from celebratory behavior during scoring plays. But he hadn't scored yet.
No, that's during a scoring play.
Yeah, I guess it
technically
is.
Technically, yeah, there's a rule, I guess. And I guarantee you that if the other team had done it, the coach that just had it happen to him would be screaming his head off.
Well, the athletic director of Cathedral, Jimmy Lynch, is saying it was misinterpreted. He said, I think it was just pure player excitement. I don't think that's excessive celebration. It's a shame the call had to be misinterpreted.
Jersey?
Yeah.
Hey, look, this was misinterpreted. The rule wasn't supposed to be interpreted for like when, you know, my kid's running down a field with a touchdown. It's only for when your team is running down a field with a touchdown. Then you're supposed to interpret it the way I tell you to. Ridiculous. Interpret rules while you're out there on the field. Looking at him by the letter of the rule saying no celebration. You think a fist pump is a celebration? Does this look like a fist pumping celebration to you? Bada bing. That's a celebration.
Again, these are the rules that these idiots set up. These athletic directors that get screwed by rules like this vote on rules like this. They don't just appear out of nowhere. You know, these jackoffs put them in place, and then when it happens, they all scream, man, what happened? The freaking rules are stupid. Really? Where did it come from? Somebody just freaking all of a sudden open up the rule book and say, hey, look what happened overnight. The rule fairy showed up and inscribed a new one.
Well, they implemented the sportsmanship rule just this year after it was announced last season by NCAA officials.
What happened? What happened last year that was so bad that made them?
Oh, just that the NCAA decided to implement that rule into college football.
Let's do everything the NCAA does. Bobby, if your mother brings you to school, you are ineligible, and this school is on probation for 6 years. Hmm. He's a booster accepting a ride from your mother.
Well, I remember it was the LSU-Florida game earlier this year. There was a fake punt for a touchdown, and the LSU punter was called back. He was penalized for unsportsmanlike conduct for that, so...
They're trying to sanitize everything for the viewer, for the frickin', for the little itty bitty old lady that's not even watching the goddamn game anyway.
Right.
All right. She's not. They're trying to sanitize it. Here's the bottom line to every sports league that's out there. When you want football, especially with these stupid rules, we know who the good guys are. They show who they are. The respectable guys show us who the respectable guys are. We don't need rules to try to homogenize everybody to make the real shitheads try to pretend that they're respectable guys.
Exactly.
You know, let them be who they're going to be. Let them be who they're going to be.
Bang Cartoon Field Trip.
Field Trip. Bang Cartoon Field Trip.
Field Trip.
All right, quickly, you got any email?
Yeah, I got some email. Now I'm all irritated. Pissed off.
I know. It pisses you off.
Hey, guys, Merry Christmas to both of you.
Well, I guess that kills that, doesn't it?
I got you a new listener, my wife, Lindsay. Oh, hey, cool, somebody's wife. I like when somebody's wife starts listening. She has just started and loves the comedy.
Oh, damn, that's awful sweet of her.
I know you don't do requests, but you could please say hello to Lindsay in a couple of voices. Oh, she likes Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan? What?
I did Michael Strahan in a cartoon once about 7 years ago, and then one other time I said two words with a sandwich in his mouth. So here, hang on a second. This will be for my...
I remember the cartoon when they were complaining about training camp with Coughlin, and they showed him he was an anonymous tipster, and you could only see him from the mouth down, but you knew who it was.
Apparently, she likes when to hear from the Juan Castillo as well. She says that Juan Castillo is a very funny character here on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. And Juan Castillo, I'd like to say to Lindsay, that even you could run for 100 yards through my defense. My linebackers couldn't tackle you. No, it don't make any difference even if you got no legs.
And she likes Freddy Smoot. And, of course, he put parentheses, Fred Smoot. Thank you for...
Hey, wait a minute. Here, I got that clip of Strahan.
Aren't you forgetting something, sweetie?
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Warner today, and his wife.
Yeah, man, she almost looked like a woman today.
Oh, I did do that one, too. I forgot.
This thing on. Oh, damn, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brenda. I'm sorry. Oh, man.
Damn, okay, so I did. I forgot I did that. So I guess I got to talk like that for Lindsay. Hey, Reevesy, your wife almost looked like a woman today.
Oh, shit, that was just bad.
She's never going to listen again.
God,
she's going to scream at him with none for you this whole winter.
She be liking the Frebby Smoop, too, and I'll be liking the people putting up the parentheses. To make sure, but I be understand, but I be doing the Frebby Smoot. But I like the parentheses. The parentheses make sure that for something struck to be good. That make it much easier for a trained babbleist like Frebby Smoot to be able to be reading the line.
All right, Colin writes in. Hey, Bang, could you do me a favor? What is this? Like, am I a gangster? Is my daughter getting married today or something? Everybody's at the door.
They have requests. Listeners always have requests.
Do me a favor. I'm trying to get my brother Brian to listen to you guys some more often. So if you read this over the radio hour, it would be appreciated. And he has a line for me, Tom, so I will read it in the voice of the Don, whose daughter is getting married today.
Brian, you're a drunken fucking failure.
Thank you, Bang. Well, thank you, Colin. And Brian, get a job, you lousy lush. What's the matter with you?
Run off. We're running off all our potential new listeners.
Oh, McCattis writes in. Oh, hey, Tom, 70s crime show detective McCattis writing in. McCattis. Regarding Tebow praying in the end zone before the game, is he going to start receiving communion if he makes the play? When you talk to Al, have him do something about this. I'm getting sore from all this retching. I don't blame you, man. Let's see, our buddy Josh Wells. Hey, sent us a nice donation. Thank you, Josh Wells.
Oh, a what? A donation?
Donation. See, it's Christmas time, Tom. Yeah, people are starting to throw money into our pot here. We should do that. We should get Tillier to stand out in a Santa Claus. Oh, in a Father Christmas costume. Little metal pot.
Get out there and collect us money, Tillier.
Donate to the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour. Donate to the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour. Make fun of transvestites shitting in buckets over at ESPN. Make fun of the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour.
All right. So, hey, Josh Wells, I donated $20. That's all I could donate. But either way, Merry Christmas. Hey, man, whatever. That's terrific. If everybody that's listening to the show put $2 in, if everybody just put $2 in.
Let's make it three.
$3. Okay, yeah, $3.
Everybody listening, donate three. Come on. So the whole season isn't worth $3.
That's a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Right.
You can't buy us a cup of coffee.
It probably cost you more than that these days.
You can't buy us a cup of coffee, you cheap bastards.
I saw their new Christmas coffees, like 600 calories. It's got more than a Big Mac.
Oh, my God. But you run it off from all the caffeine. P.S., Josh says, Jeff Garcia signing with the Texans is the closest thing we're going to get to him being a Cowboy.
Oh, my God. He's
a steerbuster now. If he ended up a Cowboy after being a 49er and a Buccaneer, it would have been a perfect career. Let's not forget that stop up in Philly where you can get your history straight and your nightlife gay.
Right.
Don't ever forget that.
Nope.
Philly trying to court the gay money. All right, our buddy Pete Sidorn from jolly old UK writes in, "Hi, guys, is it me? It was college football bowl system just like every kid gets a trophy day." Seriously, 70 teams play an extra game to give themselves one last win. How screwed up is that? Also, John, as a fellow Redskins fan, I have to ask, if both Barkley and Griffin do come out, which would you take? I'd prefer Barkley. You know, white quarterback. Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Oh!
I won. Come on, man!
Heisman curse. Thanks anyway. Thanks for giving me the excuse I needed.
Oh, you already said it. It's got nothing to do with the Heisman.
Oh, hey, man, you know what? We had Jason Campbell. We already put in our freaking, got ours.
Yeah, we had Quincy Carter in Dallas.
Our quota's filled. We don't have to do it again until at least 2015. Oh, hell. Thanks again. Pete sent us a nice donation as well. Thank you very much.
And
Merry Christmas over there.
Guys. Thank you.
Let's see. Finn Fran from Maryland. Finn Fan from Maryland, when he's the last email of the day, is usually difficult to read because by now my mouth is in no condition to say Finn Fan. Great sound effect with Diva Lover, the porno music, and the goat. Now just add some rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds and the clip of Matt Stafford separating his shoulder, and you have the exact sounds heard from the Penn State shower.
Oh,
minus
no.
The goat. All right, let's see. Can you do it? Can you pull it off to send us out?
What say? Okay, you want?
He wants the porn, the goat, Diva Lover, slap, slap, slapping sounds, and Matt Stafford separating his shoulder
all at once.
Hey, dude, they make requests, right? Here I am doing voices, saying hello to some guy's wife. No, it's not some guy. It's Reezy's wife. Reezy's cool, man.
It will all be over top of each other. Hold on.
Yeah! Here we go!
Oh!
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
Oh!
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
Alright, I guess.
What the hell's going on in there? Jesus Christ, I'm trying to take a nap out here before afternoon practice.
Oh, so there you go. Very good. Nice job. All right, and with that, I'm done, man.
Yes, yes. BCRH-forums.net for the message board.
Yeah, Bank Cartoon Radio Hour on Facebook, which is a fun place to be.
And we'll have another live show for you next week. Then we'll have a best of because I am on vacation between Christmas and New Year. So that'll be a best of.
Yeah, I won't be doing anything special, but I would like a break too.
Right.
Even though I don't do anything but sit here and make stupid jokes.
Right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag. Bang Cartoon Radio.